Recorded Books and RB Digital present Marry Me by Sundown by Johanna Lindsay, narrated by Pilar Witherspoon. Chapter 1.
I don't think she's going to stop crying, even for this party,
Sophie warned Violet as she returned to the bedroom the two girls shared. Violet Mitchell sighed. Knowing Sophie was talking about her Aunt Elizabeth, Sophie's mother. But then Violet put her arm around her cousin's shoulders and squeezed gently. She was good at consoling, good at mothering, too, having tried to be a mother to her two brothers when they were all still children.
She doesn't want me to go, Violet remarked. None of us want you to go.
She shouldn't have arranged this party. Which is just going to remind her that I'm sailing back to America in the morning.
If only that letter hadn't arrived 4 days ago,
Sophie said in a grouchy tone.
If it had come next week, you would have at least been here for the first ball of the season. I can't believe you're going to miss them all.
Violet was going to start crying herself in a moment. She had so looked forward to the festivities this summer, and sharing them with Sophie. She and her cousin had both turned 18 this year, Violet last month, Sophie in early spring. Violet had continued to grow this year, ending up at 5'7", while Sophie was quite petite at only 5'3". And Elizabeth had spared no expense in having beautiful wardrobes made for both of them. Violet had lived with her aunt and uncle and their large brood of children these last 9 years, ever since Aunt Elizabeth had come to America and visited Philadelphia, where she and Violet's mother had been born, and swooped into the Mitchell household, insisting that Violet was returning to London with her to live with her and her husband, Lord Edmund Faulkner, and their 6 daughters. Violet's father, Charles, hadn't protested too much. Violet actually understood why her father was relieved to have her taken off his hands. Raising a daughter without his wife, who had died of consumption a few years after Violet was born, had probably been a bit much for him. Her brothers, Daniel and Evan, hadn't protested either. They didn't exactly enjoy her bossing them around, but with no mother to guide the rambunctious boys, Violet had taken it upon herself to assume a motherly role toward her brothers, even though they were 2 years older than she.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?